This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. It's Friday, and after another week of being inundated with coronavirus news, we wanted to do something that wasn't the latest on infections or hospitals or deaths. So this morning, we have three mini-stories that hopefully will leave you a little lighter. Let's start with a birthday party thrown by Randy Pink.
I'm kind of a birthday fanatic, so I've been planning this birthday for months.
It was for her daughter, Charlie. She turned 3 in March. But as the coronavirus took hold, Pink had to keep paring down her idea. So on the day of Charlie's birthday, in front of the house,
I just took a laundry basket, flipped it upside down, draped it in a little bit of fabric, set a table for her with some little Debbie cakes on it and teddy bears around it. And she was elated.
That might have been because Pink also put up signs in her Birmingham neighborhood telling people who walked or drove by to yell out and wish Charlie a happy birthday.
Look, Charlie girl! Oh, hi! Hey.
Happy birthday!
Oh,
happy birthday to you!
Pink's mom came by too and helped celebrate, but from a safe distance. This birthday fanatic admits maybe simple is better.
It was a beautiful, beautiful birthday.
Next, we turn to a little music. Lisa Wienhold is principal flutist with the Alabama Symphony Orchestra. The orchestra is not performing right now because of the pandemic. Some members have posted videos on social media of themselves playing as part of a campaign to stay connected with their audience. But Wienhold offers a different proposal, a chance to play a duet with her. She recorded herself playing one part of a canonic sonata by Georg Telemann.
They're like a little bit more difficult row, row, row your boat.
She posted the video and the sheet music online and invited people to play along. Wienhold says she hasn't heard from anyone who has tried it. She sent the link to her flute students and suspects some of them may have. The music from a flute or two may be soothing, but it's not the same as the sound of a full orchestra.
Yeah, I miss it terribly, and I can't wait until we can all be back together again.
In the meantime, it's a musical connection via a screen. For our final story, let's stick with music. This is Craig McCree. He's a musician and a DJ at Substrate Radio, an online radio station here in Birmingham. And, well, he has a thing for silly songs.
Well, hey, little girls, you gotta understand. In these times, you gotta wash your hands. Wash them more and then wash them again. Yes, you can wash them with a friend.
McCree's girlfriend has 8-year-old twin girls.
I'll make up silly songs running around the house just to get them, to teach them a lesson, to have fun.
And so naturally, the Times demand songs that inform us about the coronavirus, such as this one he wrote called We've Got to Be OCD.
How many feet do you know? It's 6 feet, that's what's acceptable.
McCree says he's written about 6 songs related to the pandemic so far. He hasn't really shared them outside his family, but his passion brings up an interesting question. What do you rhyme with coronavirus or COVID-19?
I have rhymed COVID-19 with jelly bean. Coronavirus, who's going to hire us?
Craig McCree says music is infectious, and now, perhaps more than ever, that's an infection worth catching.
Thank you, sir. Live from a closet.
Several of these stories came through our Facebook group we've called Y'all's Things Considered. It's a place to interact with other public radio fans, share ideas or helpful information. That's Y'all Things Considered on Facebook.